Well, there's the fanfare. That means it is time to talk to our resident movie critic, Matt Olien, about this new action-packed movie coming out with Angelina Jolie, Those Who Wish Me Dead. Did I get that right?
That's the name of it. It's a hard title to remember.
Super catchy.
What we all know is Angelina Jolie is in it, and mm-hmm. she's a big star, of course. This was filmed in 2019, pre-COVID. And we are seeing a lot of films now hit theaters that were shot in pre-COVID times. And this summer, they are hoping, the movie industry, that the theaters see a bounce back because of, yeah. you know, the CDC edict on masks if you're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So when I was at the theater, it was far less stringent about masks and things like that. Not a huge crowd there, but I do sense that theaters are loosening up a little bit and they want more people in the seats. Now, this film did pretty good at the box office the first week. If you're looking for an action film to go to, this is probably the one. Taylor Sheridan is the director and the writer. He has a very good track record, Ashley, with films kind of taking place in the Western United States, adventure-type films mm-hmm. with, you know, strong characters. He wrote Hell or High Water. He wrote Sicario. He directed Wind River. He's involved in the Yellowstone TV show as well. Yeah. So he's got a great track record for this kind of thing. It's based on a novel by Michael Corita, who also co-wrote the script. Angelina Jolie, of course, plays a fire jumper in Montana, and she's dealing with her own personal demons based on a tough fire that she fought the year before. Through a lot of strange plot twists, essentially a boy, about 10 or 11, ends up on the run up in Montana around where Angelina Jolie works. John Bernthal from Walking Dead plays one of the sheriff's deputies up in Montana. He's kind of connected to the boy as well, and there are bad guys that are pursuing this boy. It's a crazy plot thing, yeah. how he ends up there, because he is not from Montana in the movie. That is one of the weaknesses of the film. It's so outrageous that these strands get tied together, but they do. And of course, Angelina Jolie as this fire jumper dealing with demons, this is her chance to kind of redeem herself. Mm. And that's about all I can say about the plot. The special effects are excellent. The fire scenes are really riveting. The film feels a little bit like you're in a amusement ride in a forest with fire chasing you. That's kind of how it comes off, kind of like the Jurassic Park sequels, if you saw those, Ashley, where Chris Pratt is trying to get the kids through the amusement park without getting eaten by dinosaurs. It feels a little bit like that, but it's also a personal drama as well. The cast is a big cast. I mean, Angelina Jolie, again, shows why she's a movie star. When she's on screen, she commands the screen. She's also very good in action films, mm-hmm. Despite her kind of slight build in real life. She does, I think, enhance the character.
She's tough.
She inhabits the character that she, you know, can fight fires and all of her cohorts that help her and things like that. Tyler Perry shows up in this movie, of all people. All of a sudden, there's Tyler Perry in a scene. Aidan Gillen from Game of Thrones fame. He played the evil Littlefinger Baelish in Game of Thrones. He's one of the bad guys. Nicholas Holt is one of the bad guys. So there's a lot of good actors in this film. It's, you know, it is what it is. It's an action film. It's an adventure film. It's fine if you want to go to adventure film right now, but the plot is crazy. I wasn't wild about the ending. Mm-hmm. And I will say, too, if people are going to this thinking it's kind of like a family redemption film, be careful. The body count is high, and there are scenes that will kind of shock you, like, oh, I didn't expect that was coming to that character. So beware, this is not a family-friendly film. It is rough with action, and the consequences are real. So I give it a tentative thumbs up because I did enjoy it while it was going on, but the plot is crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for the ending.
Well, as you're mentioning, a preteen boy getting chased by bad guys through the wilderness, he's probably not the one they were originally after.
We'll have to see when people go. But yes, it is. It's crazy. But again, the special effects are really good. I'll give them credit for that.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the writer and the other films that he has worked on, and it sounds to me like he's one of those people who makes nature its own character. Is that fair to say?
That's a good point, Ashley. I would say that's a very fair point. All of his films, you feel that rugged landscape of that Wyoming, Montana,
so
with
beautiful.
Sicario, you know, down by the Mexican-Texas border. You feel the environment that the characters are in. Wind River, shot in Wyoming. So he really has that feel. These are the kind of films I want to make in the western part of the United States. So for our listeners, that might appeal to them. This feels regional when you watch it. Up in Montana, you know, Red Lodge is mentioned and all the firefighters up in Montana. So that might be a reason to go see it as well.
All right. Well, I have some Oscar trivia. Of course, Angelina Jolie is the star of this film. She has won an Oscar, and she comes from a line of Oscar winners, too. So between Angelina Jolie and her parents, can you name the nominations and wins?
So for Angelina, she won for Girl Interrupted in 1999, supporting actress, also nominated for Changeling in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Her father, John Voight, won the Oscar for Coming Home in 1978. He was also nominated for Midnight Cowboy, of course, a subject we discussed recently on Main Street in 1969. He was also nominated, I think, for Runaway Train in 1985 and for playing Howard Cosell in Ali 2001.
Okay. There is also a non-competitive one for Angelina.
Was it the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award?
Yes, okay. It is. And anything for Marceline Bertrand, the mom?
I don't think so, but am I missing
anything
something?
Either. Nope.
Okay, no.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.